It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, let's do it. Podcast time. You like that?
All righty.
All righty, let's do it. Anyway, it's Brock and Hunter. Welcome.
Here we go.
We're off to a fantastic start. Let's just do it. The podcast. It's October 1st. Holy shit.
Expect the fucking worst.
I don't like that. You got to go into this month being positive. That's what I was going to do.
I get that from my buddy, and his reasoning behind it is, well, if you think about it, everything's positive after you say that.
No, it's not.
Everything's up.
Everything's negative. No, not when you purposely set the bar low like that. That's horrible. Anyway, so it is October 1st, and we thought it'd be nice, or at least I thought it'd be nice, not you, Mr. Negative Nancy. Let's talk about some things we can be excited for in October.
Okay.
Candy. You like that? You diabetic fuck.
You son of a dude, seriously.
Come I mean, you can on. Still have sweets. You just have to really, you have to watch it, right?
I just got to pump myself full of insulin.
Obviously, Halloween at the end of the month, it's a holiday that involves ghosts and goblins and ghouls and candy.
Mm-hmm.
I do like it because it's nice to treat yourself from time
to
time.
You know, I saw on Facebook the other day, it was like Fox 29 or something. I was from some different state. But they put up, this Halloween, be careful. Your kids could possibly be eating edibles
as
their candy. And then somebody commented on it right away. It's on Facebook. Somebody's like, no dealer is going to willingly give up their expensive edibles that they've been putting together for the past month for free to somebody they don't know and that they're not going to see any results from.
It's not even the edibles, or it's not even just the dealers. It's just any person in general. Yeah. They're not going to buy.
You know how expensive those are?
Yeah, all this money worth of weed just to give to kids.
Just people are just so, like, it's just that.
Well, that was the same thing with the whole razor blades and candy.
Needles in the chocolate.
You know, that was actually set up. Like, that wasn't real. That didn't actually happen. It was set up.
Really?
So, it's all a bunch of hoopla anyway. Mm-hmm. So, whatever.
You know what we do?
What?
We give away shots.
To the adults.
To the adults.
That's the fun part. That's not to the brilliant. Children. Not to the and not like, you know, a flu shot, like an actual, you know.
Yeah, drink shot.
Jello shot.
Yeah. We're bringing the fun to the adults,
I
man.
I like that. Well, they got to be out there with their kids walking around.
Might as well be wasted.
Halloween has definitely changed.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just getting dropped off, and then my mom was like, all right, be back here in 2 hours.
Dude, fat chance now.
And it was dark out. It wasn't during the daytime.
Now kids are on their hoverboards hitting like 80 houses in like a half hour.
Well, and it's during the day. They don't do it at night anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Like us, it was nighttime. I think we got done at like 11 o'clock.
That was the bomb.
It was
the bomb.
That
was the shit.
You just got with your friends, and you...
There was no ending time.
No.
No, I remember knocking on doors at like 11:15. Like grandma, like, oh, I got just a couple pieces left.
You were one of those assholes.
I was.
You?
But you know what?
Hey, you old bitch, open up. I want some candy. What is this bite-sized bullshit?
Yeah.
Let's see. October is always a big month for sports fans as well. We've got football, baseball playoffs, new NHL season, and the NBA season all start in October.
Let's just stick with football.
That's true.
Let's just stick with football.
Who cares about baseball playoffs?
Hey, I know we're not to the end of these facts yet.
Yeah.
Or good things for October, but please tell me. Please tell me it's on the list. And if not, fire this guy.
What?
Women in scandally dressed costumes.
That's not on here, but that is definitely, it's not on this list.
It's
but
like the one time a year where like every female is like, you know, I can just go full bore.
They don't have a problem dressing slutty.
And it's acceptable.
Yep. It's fantastic. It's encouraged.
It is.
It's encouraged. That's why they do sexy costume contests.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic.
So that should be on the list. That should be number one.
You're not a nun. You're a sexy nun. You're not a football player.
Do you have to pick a nun?
You're a sexy football player.
All right.
Who knows? There's probably some nuns out there with rockin' bods, dude, but we wouldn't know because they're covered up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Probably just fucking tight underneath that robe. I mean, just because think about it. They usually don't leave lavish, so they're probably eating fairly healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe they work out. Can you work out as a nun?
I don't know, but it's getting pretty dark outside. We might want to move.
Mother Teresa just had a slamming body. You're perfect.
Oh man,
takes it out just a 10 on top, man. I love it. Love it. Number three, some big films hit this month, but that's not always in October. The Joker, Zombie Double Tap also gets released this October. I'm looking forward to both those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Joker's this Friday. Ooh.
Oh, what are they saying? Don't go to opening night? There's like a big deal on that right now.
Why?
Because of the last Joker movie that came out. You know what happened.
Oh, with Bat. Oh, that's right.
Dude, they're like for real about it. They're like, don't go to opening night. Just don't do it.
Dude, and isn't that terrible?
That sucks.
That we live in a world where people are. And actually, but I do remember. You're talking about that happened in Colorado, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
And obviously, that sick son of a bitch went to, what, The Dark Knight, wasn't it?
It was The Dark Knight, yeah, when it was released.
In the movie theater and shot a bunch of people.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit. But I actually remember after that happened, like the next couple times I went to the movie theater, dude, I was on edge. Dude, you're supposed to go to the movies to forget about the world.
Relax.
You're supposed to escape to that. Yeah.
That's scary, man.
That sucks.
It does suck.
Thanks for bringing me down, dude. Well, Jesus Christ.
Hey, I don't want you to go on the first night, man.
Yeah. Actually, but I should be able to. No, we should be able to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, maybe you should go.
Shouldn't be an issue. Dude. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It'll be fine, Brock. It'll be fine.
Why don't you go and sit in the front row? Just right up there, right by the... What the fuck, dude? Jeez.
Actually, stand up until the movie starts.
What in the hell is wrong with you? I'm moving on.
Hey.
All right. This is the last... No. We're going to need some time off from each other. Let's see. Also, lastly, some great things in October. Friday is National Taco Day and National Vodka Day.
Oh, that's great.
Yom Kippur starts October 8th, Columbus Day, which I'm done celebrating Columbus Day.
Columbus.
I'm done celebrating Columbus Day.
He's a piece of shit.
He was a piece of shit. He was worse than you.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
It's Sweetest Day in October. And then also October 23rd is Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
Oh.
Like the Slap Your Annoying Coworker
Day. What's the date on that?
October 23rd. You better watch out.
All right. No, you know, we should do that.
Slap is
we
coming.
We should just give one to each other.
Yeah, one slap?
One slap. All right. On the mic. Boom.
I'm fine with that.
I'll take one to the cheek.
One slap. I'm slapping you in the dick.
Jeez, man. All right, never mind.
Right in the dick. This is going to be the tiniest little slap ever.
That's like the 80th slap. What are you doing?
Just speed bag your dick. Slap, 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 slap. Perfect. All right, perfect. We ended the podcast with speed bagging your dick with slaps.
Yeah, sweet podcast.
Perfect. Happy October.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
It's a great month.
I do also love a couple other things.
You know what else is not in there? For the love of God. This guy sucks. You know what? Get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
The salmon are running.
Yep.
The fishing's good.
Some good fishing coming up. Mosquitoes are going to be dying soon.
Yep. Boom.
It's that fall weather where you get to, you know, have our cocoa inside
of it. Campfires in there?
Nope.
No, of course they're not.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Campfires.
But
you can leave the Ugg boots and the iPhones and the pumpkin spice out of it.
He did bring us to speed bagging your dick with slabs. Screw so, words. I mean, all in all, I think it was a successful podcast. All right, that's going to do it, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out for some godforsaken reason. If you're listening to this podcast, as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. Hey, drop those trousers. I'm going to speed bag that
dick.
Here
you go. Here you go.
We'll see you guys next time. That was a terrible sound effect.